I might have been a miner myself. Once indeed I was. I came a roving and a rambling from the cornfields of Iowa to the gold fields of California. But too late for the rush, so I traded my pan.
That's a song called I Might Have Been a Miner Myself. It's from a new American opera based on life in 1850s Virginia City during the Comstock Lode. The opera's called The Big Bonanza, and it's full of beloved characters from the Comstock, including Dan DeQuille and Mark Twain. The world premiere of The Big Bonanza is coming up in April, with performances in Virginia City and Reno. With the details, my guests are the composer of The Big Bonanza, Monica Houghton, and director of the Nevada Chamber Opera, Albert Lee. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Dana. It's nice to be here.
Thank you so much, Dana. Good to be back.
Tell me how the students are reacting to The Big Bonanza. It's a new American opera. Have they ever seen anything like this before?
The students are reacting well. When I decided to go forward with this project, my main concern was how can I give my students something to really sink their teeth into, something to challenge them musically, artistically, but also bring something to the community. And so the students have responded really well. I can say honestly, at first, they were nervous and unsure. And as the process has gotten going, they seem to be really getting into it. So it's exciting to watch their growth through the process.
Now, Monica, you were raised in Nevada, no stranger to Nevada, Nevada history. What interested you about writing an opera based on the Comstock Lode and particularly on Daniel DeQuille?
Well, I grew up in Reno and spent a lot of time outdoors when I was younger, and including visits to Virginia City and tramping around in the desert. And well, I started attending the opera quite a bit in the 1990s when I was first starting to compose, and I was attracted to writing for the voice. And at one point, I just got this crazy idea that it would be really important for somebody to write a genuinely Western American opera. The way that I found the topic for the opera was through some friends of mine. John Christensen became the librettist for the opera. He was living in Washoe Valley at the time and had portrayed Dan DeQuille in some Chautauquas around the area. And so he gave me the idea of Dan DeQuille as being the right subject for writing the opera.
Tell me the story. What happens in this opera?
Well, Dan DeQuille, who at the time of the beginning of the opera, his name is William Wright. He lives in Ohio, or he was born in Ohio. He has a farm in Iowa. He comes west to seek his fortune, becomes a writer. He is a reporter for the Territorial Enterprise newspaper in Virginia City. And his younger colleague, Mark Twain, comes to work with him in Virginia City at the time of the discovery of the Comstock Lode.
We get to see Dan DeQuille's journey from leaving home, leaving his farm in Iowa, leaving his wife, leaving his children, coming to Nevada with the hopes and dreams of his wife and family, thinking that he could potentially be a part of something great as a writer, feeling like he's going to write that great book. And in many ways, watching the wealth that he thought he was watching come to life destroyed, watching his literary career eclipsed by Mark Twain, his protege, and over the course of these years, turning to alcohol and other substances to try to cope, and ultimately falling apart.
That is really a story that I think happened frequently on the Comstock, not only with people who were there for looking for riches, looking for the ore, but all of the people who went there in the secondary careers, newspapers, merchants, prostitutes, all of the people who lived in Virginia City at the time of the Comstock Lode, I think a lot of people had that trajectory that just did not work. They did not find success where they thought they would.
There are quite a number of themes in the opera that still resonate with us today. Themes of one's place in the world and wanting to succeed, prejudice against certain people in society, the place of women in society.
Money in society?
Money in society, yes. I think in our country, particularly, many people are pursuing wealth, you know, without regard to what the cost will be. And in many ways, that was really what I set out to write an opera about, which was that everyone should think carefully about what's most important to them, and that sometimes we lose sight of the most valuable things.
We're talking about The Big Bonanza, a new American opera inspired by the Comstock Lode. I have the composer of the opera, Monica Houghton, and also Albert Lee, director of Nevada Chamber Opera and also a professor of voice and opera here at UNR. Now, Albert, tell me how it is working with a living composer, having a living composer come to work with our students. Are the students intimidated by having Monica here?
I would say this. The students can potentially be intimidated by anything. One of the things that I've tried to bring to UNR is to challenge the students in every way possible on par with how the professional world will challenge them. So, you know, one of my rules is you do not show up to rehearsal not knowing your music. It is your responsibility to learn your music. And even in a piece as challenging as this, because it's a new work, there's not, you know, several recordings to go and reference. There's not a huge precedent that you have to go off of. You are creating this. It is certainly intimidating on some level for them. But I've had the great pleasure in my own career as a singer to do several world premieres and revivals of operas that had only been performed once and not recorded. And I found that those opportunities developed both my musical skills, my imaginative ability, and my creative sort of being in a way that doing standard works doesn't. And so the students, Christopher Langton, who's playing Dan DeQuille, Julie Lenz, who's playing Julia Boulette, and even Anna Hart, who's playing Dan DeQuille's wife, Caroline, each of them, you know, have done yeoman's work to sort of uncover in the music who it is that they are and to bring that to life on stage. Thomas Thompson is singing Mark Twain, and we've been working as he's gotten more comfortable with the music, helping him to establish Mark Twain's confidence and in how he carries himself on stage. I think the greatest thrill for me in this opera is watching some of my students who have been with me since I arrived take lead roles and really embrace that aspect of their own career development, but also to watch some of, as I call them, you know, my babies in opera at 18 to 21, 22, you are considered a baby in vocal development, to watch some of them just take the first steps in what it means to be on stage in an opera role. So that for many of them, for more than half of the cast, this is their first time in an opera. So it's been a huge undertaking. I am excited for them. I'm nervous for them. I'll probably be not seen for the 4 days of performances because I'll be someplace pacing or acting crazy, trying to keep myself calm. But I prefer being nervous for them so that they can go and do their job.
Big Bonanza, you can see it at Piper's Opera House on April 2nd from 3 to 5, and then it moves to Nightingale Concert Hall, 7:30 p.m. April 8th and 9th, 2 p.m. on the 10th. The Big Bonanza, details at unr.edu/music. Monica Houghton, thank you very much for doing an opera based on our Comstock. Wonderful idea. I can't wait to hear it, and I appreciate all of your compositions and thoughts of Nevada when you do your work. It's very, very cool.
Thanks so much, Dana.
Albert, I want to thank you for your exemplary work with our students here at UNR, for bringing such delightful opera events to our community. Appreciate all the work you do, and I'm looking forward to seeing The Big Bonanza. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dana.